McLean County Republican Party Chair Chuck Erickson is in the hot seat over a Facebook post that sided with President Trump and his widely denounced both sides remarks on Charlottesville. Erickson spent this morning trying to clarify what he said on Facebook, even as other local Republicans criticized his comments. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke to Erickson and several other Republicans this morning. He is here in studio to help unpack this for us.
Well, last night, the McLean County Republican Party's Facebook page at around 7 o'clock posted about a one-paragraph statement about what happened in Charlottesville. And the part that people are concerned about is that it blamed some of the counter-protesters in part for the violence that we saw in Charlottesville, instead of putting the focus squarely on, you know, the white supremacists who were really at the core of that event. It cited Trump's comments on this. And there's a pretty quick backlash. By this morning, so 12 hours later, there was already 100 comments on the post. It was spreading very quickly. It was going viral in every sense of the word. And that surprised Chuck Erickson, who is the chair of the McLean County Republican Party. He tried to issue a clarifying statement this morning. It was a lengthier statement denouncing the KKK and Nazis and white supremacists. But it still held on to that notion that the left, the counter-protesters on the left, were still partly responsible.
I think it went viral, and I think there were a lot of misrepresentations in the comments about what was said and what are the views of the McLean County Republican Party. And so I felt that that needed to be corrected.
Who did write the post?
That was Chuck Erickson. So he is, in addition to being the McLean County Republican Party chair, he's also on the county board. And he's the spokesman for the party. He doesn't need to run these messages through the party's executive committee. It's not like they floated this around to a bunch of people last night and they all signed off on it and it was posted. It sounds like it was a one-man show. He has direct access to that Facebook page. And, you know, he personally comments on the post himself as opposed to the party. So it appears to be Chuck.
How are other Republicans reacting?
The range of reaction is, you know, from disappointment to shock. That reaction started coming in very quickly, first on Facebook. You saw local elected officials like Jason Chambers, the state's attorney, chiming in saying that it was wrong. I spoke to a handful of folks this morning, local Republicans, some elected office, some not, about what they thought of all this. And I think state's attorney Jason Chambers summed it up pretty well.
I'll be honest, I'm at a loss for words on a lot of things on this. I normally am not. I think most people who know me know that I'm not normally at a loss for words. But if there's a debate or hedging over whether or not the Nazis or the KKK are bad, I'm not gonna stand there along with saying that.
Even members of the McLean County Republican Party's executive committee, so part of their top leadership, are disappointed in this. A normal town council member, Scott Preston, was one of them.
You know, I perceived the initial Facebook post last night the same way that many people did, was quite disappointed, to say the least, by how I perceived it. I do know Chuck, and I believe he certainly did not intend for it to come out how a lot of people, I think, perceived it.
Who all is on the executive committee?
So it's a range of people. Scott Preston, as you heard from the Normal Town Council, is one of them, even though those positions are nonpartisan. George Wendt from the McLean County Board would be another. Interestingly, yesterday I was looking at the list of executive committee members on the party's website. This is last night. And there was the list of those members. This morning when I went to check that page was no longer on the site. That list was not publicly accessible.
Why is that?
That's a good question. I asked Chuck, and he said he doesn't have access to make changes to the site like that. And, you know, the two people who do, he wouldn't give me their names, but said that others do have access to it. He didn't know why that change was made. Still trying to get to the bottom of that, but I found it interesting because I think someone would think that a lot of executive committee members would be called by the media today to get their feedback on what had been posted. So that page disappearing overnight was interesting to me.
Or the public might be calling them.
Correct.
How will this impact the Republican Party brand?
So that is the big question, I think. There are some hotly contested elections next year. So the Democratic Party locally is sort of emboldened after that, after suffering the Donald Trump loss. And, you know, they picked up those key seats on the Normal Township board. They're going to be running a candidate for McLean County Clerk against Kathy Michael. That's Nikita Richards. And so this issue popping up now could potentially be damaging for that brand. And how will it impact moderate Republicans and how they see the party locally? So I asked that to a lot of the Republicans I spoke to this morning. Josh Barnett is on the McLean County Board. He's a Republican, fairly moderate, lives in southeast Bloomington. And here's what he had to say about that brand question.
I think that's certainly a concern that this could hurt the Republican brand locally by bringing a national issue that is, it's a terrible thing, what happened in Virginia and the president's response to it. But to bring that here locally and to endorse the president's comments, I think that certainly could hurt the brand.
I also asked Chuck Erickson about this issue as well.
I don't think the Post would have done anything to hurt the brand, but the fact that some have construed it to potentially be hurtful to the brand, then I need to, as chairman, exercise my responsibility to clarify the thoughts in which that original statement was made. And that's what I've done. And I think I've done what I can do to condemn the bad actors on all sides and would encourage people that, like I said initially, if someone engages in an act of violence against you, your response, unless it's in self-defense, has to be measured by the rule of law.
Bad actors on all sides, but part of the weight of criticism of President Trump on this issue is that there don't appear to have been bad actors in Charlottesville on the other side, and that it sets up a false equivalency. And is Chuck buying into that?
It appears so. It's difficult to say, and it's difficult to really say what the party gains politically by sharing this viewpoint on its page in this manner. It's hard to say.
Is anybody calling for him to resign?
No, not publicly yet. I gave him credit. He did speak to me this morning. He's been speaking to a lot of local media on this matter, trying to clarify what was posted. So give him credit for that. Josh Barnett, again, from the McLean County Board, a moderate Republican, he told me that Chuck may need to do some soul-searching about whether his voice should be the one that represents the local party moving forward.
That post, does it really represent the party, or does it represent Chuck Erickson? And I think that's where there is some fuzzy area there.
So we'll have to wait and see if pressure builds on Chuck over the next month or two on this issue.
That's GLT's digital content director Ryan Denham reporting today on the McLean County Republican Party's controversial Facebook post last night. More on the story, including Erickson's full clarifying statement from this morning, on our website, wglt.org.